One person's trash is another person's treasure. Or, in the case of our next story, another person's art supplies. This past weekend, a partnership of architects and interior designers held a sort of rummage sale with that intent. Producer Mike Johns was there and has this story.
I'm going to get that palette over there.
And it's next week, too.
Because that, see right there, it looks like an art piece all by itself.
It's Saturday morning in northwest Atlanta, and I'm standing in a warehouse with a middle school art teacher admiring the aesthetic qualities of a loading palette.
Wait, the striped one, the one that looks different stripes.
Yeah, it looks...
It looks like art already?
It does, yeah. It does. Okay, what do you think you're going to use it for?
I'm going to put a painting on top, so it would be like a pig or roosters, and the background would stay the same.
Nice.
This is Catherine Woodruff. She teaches in Cherokee County, and while she's sketching out ideas for this art project, she's standing next to a cart stacked almost as tall as she is, with boxes of, well, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we've got huge carpet tiles, big tile samples, ceramic tiles, sometimes whole unused boxes, plastic laminate, stone, tons of fabric and some nice residential stuff, wood, just a huge variety.
This is Catherine Price.
I'm the chair for Zero Landfill this year. I'm an interior designer at Gensler.
And Zero Landfill is an event put on in part by the International Interior Design Association of Georgia. All that stuff that Price just named came from architects and designers, you know, folks who would have catalogs full of wood laminate flooring samples.
Any materials they do not need anymore for their libraries, and instead of throwing those into the landfill, we open it up to the community and get materials that they can use for their projects.
This is where I met Deborah Ferguson.
Could I ask y'all what you're scavenging today?
Well, I'm a elementary teacher. And I'm looking for seating, so I'm going to use these for my reading area.
These carpet squares?
These carpet squares. And I found fabric that I'm going to make my pendants for my signs.
So these are all like upholstery samples, it looks like?
Upholstery samples.
Yeah.
Of fabric.
Yeah, wow, that's fantastic.
And I just saved myself $8.
Nice.
On a teacher's salary.
Yeah, of course.
The crowd that was there digging through boxes and piles of material was largely, but not exclusively, made up of art teachers. Deborah was there with Tia Jakes, who showed me the earrings and bracelet she was wearing, made from leather scavenged from a previous Zero Landfill event. I asked her about having access to this as a resource.
This is extremely valuable. As a craftsperson, you know, we spend thousands of dollars on fabrics, leather products, and knowing that we're doing something to save the earth at the same time, it just makes makes your heart feel good. We're doing our little part.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Happy hunting.
Thank you.
Thinking about all of these materials, the tile, the vinyl, the carpeting, there's nothing that strikes me as being particularly biodegradable. I ask Catherine Price about the environmental impact that Zero Landfill has in upcycling this stuff.
Last year we diverted over 76,000 pounds from the landfill. So all that material came in over the two Fridays, and then it was pretty much all gone by the second Saturday.
Wow.
So it just feels great to keep that from being wasted and know that it's going to good use with somebody else.
This is the event's fifth year in Atlanta. IIDA Georgia estimates that so far they've helped upcycle more than 156,000 pounds of discontinued architectural and interior design samples. And while most of the folks I spoke with that day spoke highly of bringing those ideas of conservation into the classroom or about saving money, one thing that I saw again and again was inspiration, like Catherine Woodruff with that wooden palette, or this woman, Anna Fallon, a teacher in Hapeville.
When you come in here, you almost start to flash with ideas of what you can do with all the things. Like, there's a bunch of vinyl fabric samples that could be perfect as book covers. So I said, I guess we're doing a bookmaking unit. I have the supplies for it now.
With the help of teachers like Anna and Catherine and Deborah and many, many more, the impact of Zero Landfill can be felt not just in the gross tonnage of waste kept out of the ground, but in classrooms all over Metro Atlanta and beyond. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
There's a Zero Landfill event this weekend at Certified Finishes in the Upper West Side of Atlanta. It begins at 8 a.m., free and open to the public. We'll have links to more information on our website, wabe.org/citylights.